Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rich Childs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Carbo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Carbo. Bostock goes all the way around to score. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carew strikes out. 1 out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Adams reaches second base with a double. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Jenkins, and towards Doyle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-1 in the game. Doyle hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Jenkins. Smalley moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Bostock reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Stanley now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Adams hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Adams reaches second base with a double. Bostock scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chiles takes first base on ball 4. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Scott catches it and steps on first to double up Chiles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. It's 6-0, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-4 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.